You know how quickly things can change on the course, especially here in South Africa.
Oh, definitely.
One minute you're enjoying the sunshine, thinking about that perfect approach shot, and the next, boom, the sky opens up. You're battling a downpour.
Yep.
I was caught out just the other week, glorious sunshine, then suddenly a proper soaking by the fourth tee.
Oof.
It really makes you think, are we like truly geared up for those sudden shifts?
That rapid changeability is definitely something golfers, well, anyone golfing here needs to be prepared for. And it's more than just an inconvenience, right? Getting properly wet can seriously impact your grip, your
Your
comfort,
score, ultimately.
exactly, your score.
Absolutely. And that's precisely what we're diving into today. We want to equip you with the knowledge, the essential info about rain gear for those wet
Which
rounds.
are pretty inevitable sometimes.
Right. So we've taken a close look at everything, high-tech jackets, grippy gloves, sturdy umbrellas, the works.
All to give you a real understanding of what matters when the weather turns.
Think of this as your fast track to making smart choices so you can focus on your game, not the, well, the elements.
Yeah, our goal here is to go beyond just, listing items. We want to really extract the critical details from our sources.
Get into the why.
Exactly, the why behind the features, so you can confidently select gear that will keep you dry and performing at your best when the course is anything but.
Okay, let's kick things off with what I think is maybe the most crucial piece, the waterproof golf jacket.
Good starting point.
Now, our research really highlights the value of investing in a good one, particularly given our often unpredictable climate.
Absolutely.
It's not just about staying dry on the surface, it's about maintaining your core temperature and, crucially, allowing your body to move freely so your swing isn't compromised.
And what's fascinating about a truly effective waterproof golf jacket is the engineering that goes into it. It's a mix of material science and really clever design.
Exactly. A few key features kept coming up as essential. First, sealed seams. It might sound obvious, but if those seams where the fabric panels join aren't properly sealed,
Water is getting in.
water will inevitably seep through those tiny needle holes. There are different methods, taping, welding.
Some are definitely more durable, offer better long-term waterproofing than others.
Right. Then we have adjustable cuffs. Such a simple thing, but incredibly effective.
Stops that rain running down your arms.
Yeah. Creates a seal around your wrist, stops it soaking your gloves. Huge difference.
And the waterproof rating, that's a really important metric to understand.
Definitely.
Our sources consistently point to looking for at least a 10,000 millimeter rating.
Okay, 10,000 millimeter. What does that actually mean in practice?
Well, to put that in perspective, it means the fabric can withstand the pressure of a 10-meter column of water before a single drop gets through.
Wow, okay.
So that level of resistance is generally good for moderate to, even heavy rain,
And higher readings.
offer even greater protection for more extreme conditions or if you're out there for a long time.
Right. But staying dry isn't just about keeping the rain out, is it?
No, definitely not.
You don't want to feel like you're wrapped in cling film. That's where breathability comes in.
So important. A good jacket needs to allow moisture vapor, basically, your sweat, to escape from the inside.
Prevents that uncomfortable, clammy feeling.
Exactly. This usually involves special membranes in the fabric. They have microscopic pores, like tiny holes.
Small enough for water vapor out, too small for raindrops in.
You got it. Clever stuff.
And the weight of the jacket is another consideration, right? Lighter versus heavier.
Yeah, lighter jackets generally offer greater freedom of movement, vital for an unrestricted golf swing.
Makes sense.
However, if you're playing in particularly cold and wet conditions, maybe a slightly heavier jacket with some insulation
Might be better for warmth.
could be. And features like ventilation zippers, often under the arms or on the back.
Oh yeah, pit zips.
They're fantastic for quickly increasing airflow when you're walking between shots and starting to heat up.
So when you're browsing the options here in South Africa, which brands tend to stand out in this jacket space? Our research flagged Puma, Nike, and Adidas.
Yeah, those are the big players you see a lot. Kuma often blends that stylish design with functional tech.
They look good, yeah.
Nike, too, combines fashion with practical performance. And Adidas, well, they have a strong reputation for high-quality, durable gear, often specifically designed with golfers in mind.
That's useful.
But it's also worth noting, as our sources did, the potential of smaller, maybe local South African brands.
Oh, interesting.
These companies might have a really specific understanding of our unique climate challenges.
Yeah.
You know, the intense, then sudden thunderstorm.
Right, that specific pattern.
They could offer niche solutions tailored just for that. Might be worth exploring what they offer.
Good point. Now let's talk about the investment, the cost. Our sources suggest you should expect to spend somewhere between, what, R1,500 and R3,000 for a good quality one.
Yeah, that seems to be the range for a decent jacket. Sure. It might seem like a significant outlay at first.
It can feel like a lot.
But the emphasis is really on the long-term value. A well-made jacket, good waterproofing, good breathability, it should last you for many seasons.
Much better than cheaper alternatives that might fail quickly.
Absolutely. And provide a much more comfortable and effective barrier against the rain.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, it really comes down to performance and, well, enjoyment.
Definitely. A cheaper, less effective jacket might leave you feeling wet, cold, uncomfortable.
Totally detracts from your game.
Exactly. So investing in quality up front often pays dividends. Longevity, better experience on the course.
And as mentioned, maybe keep an eye out for end of season sales or promotions.
Always a smart move. You can sometimes get a high quality jacket at a more accessible price point then.
Okay, moving on down. Let's consider rainproof golf trousers.
Equally important.
Oh, I can personally attest having wet trousers clinging to your legs is not only uncomfortable, but incredibly distracting.
Hinders your swing too.
Definitely. So what are the key things we should be looking for in a good pair of rain trousers?
Well, similar to jackets, the material is paramount. High-quality, breathable fabrics. Gore-Tex is a common example.
That combination, again, waterproof, but lets perspiration escape.
Crucial for comfort. Regulating body temperature, especially if you're walking the course.
And the fit has to be right, doesn't it? You need complete freedom of movement.
Absolutely. No restrictions.
Our sources mentioned looking at stretchable materials.
Yeah, materials that'll move with your body throughout the swing are a huge plus. You don't want them binding anywhere.
And just like with jackets, look for features like reinforced seams in high-stress areas.
Definitely. And robust, water-resistant zippers. Those are good indicators of overall durability. They show the trousers are built to withstand regular use in wet conditions.
Makes sense. When it comes to stylish yet functional options, Under Armour and FootJoy were highlighted.
Yeah, Under Armour often offers those sleek, modern designs without compromising on performance. Appeals to the contemporary golfer, maybe.
And FootJoy.
Well known for stylish, maybe more traditionally inspired trousers. Lots of fits and colors, so you can maintain your style even when it's pouring.
Good to have options. And where can you actually buy these quality trousers here in SA?
Major sports retailers are a good starting point.
Right.
Like Sportsman's Warehouse. They usually have well-stocked golf sections, staff who know their stuff.
And online.
Online platforms like Talkalot offer a huge variety. Convenient, easy to compare brands and models.
But check reviews.
Oh, definitely. The advice to thoroughly check user reviews online is really valuable here. You get real-world feedback on durability, fit, waterproofness from other golfers.
Okay, all right, let's shift focus to what's literally under our feet.
Yeah.
Waterproof golf shoes.
Ah, yes, essential.
For me, this is absolutely non-negotiable. There's almost nothing worse than that squishy, wet sock feeling during a round.
Ugh, yeah. Completely throws off your concentration.
Totally.
Waterproof golf shoes are indeed critical for keeping feet dry and comfortable, and that directly translates to better focus, better performance.
The essential features seem to echo what we've discussed for jackets and trousers, right?
Pretty much. Waterproof membranes, like Gore-Tex again, are key. Keep water out, let feet breathe.
Prevent sweaty feet inside.
Exactly. And traction is obviously paramount. You need a reliable grip on wet grass.
Maintain stability through your swing, avoid slips. Crucial. Mm,
definitely. The weight of the shoes is also a factor. Contributes to comfort over a long, potentially wet round.
Lighter options might reduce fatigue.
Generally, yes. And don't underestimate good cushioning and support.
Shock absorption helps with walking fatigue.
Especially noticeable when dealing with wet, maybe heavier ground conditions.
Our sources pointed to a couple of popular models available here. The Adidas Tour 360.
Yeah, widely recognized. Exceptional traction, great comfort, blends style and function really well.
And the Nike Air Max 1G.
Another strong option. Stylish, practical, waterproof, excellent support, often appeals to golfers who like that more athletic look.
What's interesting is that both show you don't have to sacrifice style for performance or vice versa.
Exactly. There are excellent waterproof options available now that cater to different preferences.
Now, once you've invested in good waterproof shoes, how do you make them last? What's the best way to care for them?
Proper care is crucial, yeah.
Yeah.
Extends their lifespan. Regular cleaning after each round is essential.
Just wipe them down.
Wipe them down with a damp cloth. Remove dirt, moisture. Use a soft brush for the soles.
Okay.
Applying a dedicated waterproofing treatment periodically can also help. Replenishes the water repellent properties.
Good tip.
And importantly, avoid extreme heat. Don't leave them in direct sun or near a heater.
Look at that.
Can damage the waterproof membranes and the adhesives used in construction. Basically cooks them.
Right. Got it. Definitely good advice. So, investing in waterproof shoes isn't just about avoiding wet socks.
No, it's a key component of maximizing performance, maintaining a stable foundation for your swing, whatever the weather.
Wet feet lead to blisters, maybe a compromised swing.
All sorts of issues. Reliable waterproof footwear is a real game changer for any serious golfer.
Let's move on to something that's maybe sometimes overlooked, but can make a huge difference. Quality golf rain gloves.
Ah, yes. Very important.
I mean, you can have the most high-tech waterproof jacket, but if you can't hold on to the club.
It's all for naught, isn't it? You've highlighted a truly critical aspect of playing in the rain.
That connection to the club.
Paramount. And wet conditions make maintaining a solid grip significantly harder. That's where rain gloves really shine.
Their main benefit is they actually enhance grip when wet, unlike normal gloves.
Exactly. Traditional leather gloves can get quite slippery. Rain gloves are designed for the opposite effect.
Our sources also noted good ones often have moisture wicking properties built in.
That's correct. Helps draw sweat away from your hands, keeps them drier inside the glove, even if it's humid or you're working hard.
Useful. And for golfers here in SA, FootJoy and Titleist are mentioned consistently.
Yeah, leading brands for rain gloves. FootJoy is renowned for quality, performance, gloves that maintain excellent wet grip, but still feel comfortable and flexible.
And Titleist.
Known for meticulous attention to detail, exceptional craftsmanship. Often use synthetic materials, specialized grip zones, designed specifically for wet weather control.
Now, with gloves, fit is absolutely crucial, isn't
Well,
it?
massively. Too loose, you lose feel and control. Too tight, they're uncomfortable, restrict your hand movement.
So, how do you get the right size?
Best approach is to measure your hand accurately. Follow the manufacturer's instructions, check their sizing charts.
Aim for snug.
A snug fit is generally ideal for rain gloves. Maximum contact with the club. But not so tight it's restrictive or uncomfortable.
Try before you buy, if possible.
Always the best way to guarantee a proper fit.
And just like shoes, a little care helps them last.
Absolutely. Gentle cleaning, mild soap and water after a wet round. Let them air dry naturally, away from direct sun or heat.
And storage.
Store them flat in a cool, dry place. Avoid excessive folding or, wadding them up. Helps maintain their shape and protects the gripping surfaces.
Okay, let's talk about the often underappreciated golf umbrella.
Huh, yes. Simple but essential.
Seems basic, but a good one is vital for staying dry and comfortable out there.
It's definitely a fundamental piece of wet weather gear. When selecting one, size and coverage are key.
How big should you go?
Our sources recommend looking for a diameter of at least 60 inches.
That sounds quite large.
It provides enough coverage not just for you, but for your golf bag too. Keeps your clubs protected. Plus, a larger canopy tends to be more stable in wind.
Wind resistance, that's non-negotiable, right? Especially with the gusts we can get.
Totally. Look for umbrellas with a robust frame materials like fiberglass or reinforced steel, and a canopy designed to withstand strong winds, maybe double canopy.
Investing in a quality, wind-resistant one probably saves money long term.
Definitely. Prevents damage, means you're not replacing it every season. A well-made umbrella is a reliable companion.
Check user reviews for durability.
Always a good idea. Gives you real-world insights into how they hold up in wind.
For top recommendations in SA, Gustbuster and Titleist came up.
Yeah, Gustbuster has a strong reputation specifically for wind resistance, a big plus on an open course.
And Titleist.
Offer a range of reliable, stylish golf umbrellas. Also worth considering how easily it fits in your bag's holder, and if you like the look.
An interesting point was UV protection.
Yeah, that's smart. While you're mainly using it for rain, choosing one with UV-resistant properties gives you valuable sun protection on brighter days, too.
Dual purpose. That's really clever, especially with our sun.
Definitely. And in terms of practicality, features like being lightweight, having an easy automatic open close.
Makes a difference when you're juggling clubs and trying to get it up quickly.
Exactly. A user-friendly umbrella means you're more likely to actually use it promptly when the rain starts, rather than fumbling around.
Okay, finally, we can't forget about protecting our valuable clubs and gear inside the bag. Rain covers.
Absolutely crucial. Nothing worse than reaching for a club and finding the grip soaking wet. Or your phone waterlogged.
I've been there. So rain covers prevent water damage to your essential kit. Different types available.
Yeah, mainly two styles. Full-length covers offer the most comprehensive protection. Often have adjustable straps for a secure fit over the whole bag.
And the other type?
Packaway covers. More compact, convenient for quick deployment if you get caught in unexpected showers.
Where can golfers in South Africa find good quality ones? Seems like the usual suspects.
Pretty much. Major sports stores like Sportsman's Warehouse, online platforms like Takealot, they'll have options.
And again, check reviews for durability and fit.
Always sensible. See what other golfers say about how well they work on different bag types. And just like your other wet weather gear, maintenance matters for the rain cover too.
Need to look after it.
Make sure it's thoroughly dry before you store it. Prevents mold or mildew.
Good point.
Regularly inspect it for any wear and tear. And avoid leaving it in excessive sunlight for long periods can degrade the material over time.
Okay, so to quickly recap some of the key takeaways from our deep dive into rain gear.
Let's hit the highlights.
For jackets, prioritize sealed seams, adjustable cuffs, and that 10,000 millimeter plus waterproof rating.
Right. Under Armour and FootJoy are good shouts for rainproof trousers.
Expect to invest, say, R1500 to R3000 for good waterproof shoes. And remember to clean and treat them. Keep them away from heat.
Rain gloves are essential for grip. Measure your hand carefully for size. Clean them gently.
Umbrellas. Go large, 60 inches plus durable, wind resistant, maybe with UV protection.
Yep. And find rain covers at places like Sportsman's Warehouse, Takealot. Dry and inspect them regularly.
And don't forget to maybe check out smaller local South African brands, too. They might have specialized gear for our conditions.
That's a really solid summary of the essentials. It boils down to this. Investing in quality rain gear is truly an investment in your overall golfing experience.
You two playing comfortably.
And performing to your best, regardless of the diverse weather conditions you might encounter here.
So now that you're armed with all this knowledge, what specific aspect of playing in the rain are you feeling most confident about tackling next?
And maybe what areas might you still want to explore further to really feel like you've mastered those challenging wet rounds?